The Elkhorn Creek Dam is a lowhead or weir dam built more than 80 years ago for fire protection at the Jim Beam Old Granddad Bourbon Plant. The dam has long been known as a treacherous obstacle to paddling Elkhorn Creek. Canute, Kentucky owner Nathan Deppenbrock, whose business has operated on Elkhorn Creek for 40 years, explains why the dam's 9-foot man-made waterfall is so dangerous.
When you create a dam, you create a perfect hydraulic. And the more water going over it, the farther downstream that what we call the boil line occurs, and that's where the water is returning to the surface, and anything below the boil line is safe, but anything above it wants to pull you back in and basically just keep you in there. It doesn't want to let you go. On that dam, when you typically would paddle the creek, the boil line could be anywhere from 8 feet behind the dam to 30 feet behind the dam. So that means if you put your boat in anywhere in that area, you're going to be stuck.
To avoid that dangerous hydraulic, paddlers have had to portage around the dam only a short distance from a put-in at the forks of the Elkhorn, where the north and south branches come together. Deppenbrock explains what it's like to navigate around the so-called perfect hydraulic.
Well, you're pulling right up to the edge of it, behind a wall that sticks out into the creek about 8 feet wide, trying to get out of your canoe and kayak, trying not to let it slip out of your hands and slip over the edge of the dam, and then you're carrying it over a bunch of very uneven, shelfy rocks, a good 75 feet below, trying to put back in, always looking upstream to say, is it pulling me back in? And it's just this very fearful thing.
The dam claimed its most recent drowning victim in 2018 when experienced kayaker 35-year-old Matthew Hughes drowned after being sucked back into the undertow of the dam. After spending more than 2 minutes trying to free himself with a rescue rope thrown to him by his friend and paddling companion, he was wearing his life jacket. Deppenbrock explains Hughes' death reignited calls for the dam's removal.
It really kind of brought that group's energy back together to say, look, we got to do something here. We're seeing our sport grow in popularity, and we're getting many more people out in the water. Most people aren't going to participate in it as safely as these folks had, and so we want to make sure we're creating a safe experience.
Beam Suntory, which owns the distillery, was receptive and began taking steps to remove it almost immediately.
Beam really invested a lot of money. They invested millions of dollars into creating a new water retention system so that that dam would not be necessary anymore. And once that system was done, they made the choice to say, you know, we don't need it there anymore. We don't like the liability of it, so why not? And so they have contracted with Federal Fish and Wildlife, and Federal Fish and Wildlife actually worked with the crew to remove the dam.
Removal, which was slated for earlier this month, was pushed back due to recent high waters, but it will happen. Deppenbrock says it should take less than a week once it's started.
What will it look like when it's gone? Nobody really knows yet until it's actually gone. But we do know that the whole thing will be removed because Federal Fish and Wildlife is doing it. They do make sure there are ample navigational channels. So what it does mean is you'll no longer have to walk that treacherous trail around what was the dam. And you'll be able to access that stretch without the fear of it being there.
Deppenbrock says he expects Elkhorn Creek will attract even more paddlers after the dam is removed, and it will also benefit local wildlife. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.